This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Polls in Germany show Chancellor Angela Merkel with a healthy lead going into Sunday's general election there. But since winning isn't necessarily everything, it's worth a mention here that there are some issues Merkel's going to have to deal with in a hypothetical fourth term, not the least of which is reactions against her policies on refugees and immigration, letting a million mostly Middle Eastern migrants into that country. Integrating new arrivals is difficult no matter where they're from, especially when the European Union's rules on freedom of movement also let in large numbers of non-German speakers from other parts of Europe, which has in turn led to a growing backlash against the English language. Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains from Berlin.
The head waitress in this Berlin cafe greets customers with a warm, engaging smile and this.
Hey, how are you?
Good, yeah.
Great. Are you up for coffee? Do you want some coffee for the start?
The greeting is almost always in English. The waitress, Patricia Bajramska, is Polish, doesn't speak much German and prefers to use English at work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's hard to learn German. I mean, it's really hard, especially in this neighborhood. If you have a walk, like, to the streets, you actually hear only English, like, most of the times.
All the staff in this cafe are non-German and prefer to speak English, and that includes the boss, an amiable Frenchman, Stephen Jouquin, who arrived here from Paris 3 years ago.
We will all be happy to all speak German, but unfortunately at school we all learn English, not German.
So your German is not that good after 3 years?
Actually, my English as well is not the best, but like my English is quite better than my German for sure, yeah.
Angela Merkel's government made it mandatory for the 1 million asylum seekers she let into the country to learn German. But under EU freedom of movement rules, no such requirement can be applied to the hundreds of thousands of citizens from poorer EU countries who flocked here for work. Patricia from Poland is relieved about that.
It's a nice opportunity to work in a place like this and even being surrounded by Germans who are able to speak English.
Not all of her customers are laughing, however. Even some cosmopolitan Berliners fluent in English are getting a little ticked off.
I thought it was a bit weird. It's not so good, to be honest.
Dominik Druschmann, a writer who lives nearby, walked out of the cafe after his girlfriend, who doesn't speak English well, was unable to place her order in German.
It shouldn't, like, be that the people living here, like born in Berlin or whatever, that they are not able to order something in a cafe in their street, in their neighborhood, in their language.
He says the French wouldn't put up with this, nor would the Brits or the Americans.
Turn it around. I mean, think about in London or in New York. Two people from Germany are just opening a bar or something and they just speak German. It's a bit weird.
There are now dozens of bars and restaurants in central Berlin where German seems almost verboten. Daily specials are frequently advertised in English. With a general election underway, it's becoming a political issue. The far-right anti-immigrant Alternative for Deutschland party has weighed in. As AfD candidate Lief Erik Holm told Marketplace, in German, of course.
We must deal with this problem. We must protect our own culture and language. Older people especially should be able to order their coffee in German.
Brexit is further fueling the backlash. Three senior German lawmakers are calling for an end to the dominance of English as the working language of the EU after Britain leaves the bloc, and to push German instead. But even Dominik Druschmann finds that faintly ridiculous.
That sounds a little bit childish, to be honest. I mean, it's not just UK. It's when you're speaking English in the EU, you can, I don't know, go to Prague, go to Budapest, go to any place. It is English now.
And English, he says, is the world's lingua franca today, largely because of America, not Britain. Nevertheless, he would like to hear a bit more German in Germany. In Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.